me. They just, of course, they do use artificial insemination and all like that, but still, again, is they do freshen the cows. Otherwise, they would just, she didn't have to have calves. You just take a cow and milk it right on, never have calves.
what about the male horse?
Well, when they call them, it's a stud horse. It's a male horse, stud horse, yes.
And are there any special words that would be used, say, around women or would not be used around women?
No, not that I recall. I never had that much experience with them as a stud horse. Seemed like there is a word, but I just don't, somehow, I just don't think of those words at the time. But
mm-hmm.
be a stud horse.
And what about if it's altered?
If he's what?
A male has been altered.
He's a gelding, then.
And a female?
It's a male.
And the things you put on a horse's feet to protect them?
Horseshoes.
And what about the game that you play with those?
Well, pitching the horseshoes.
And what do you call the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on?
Hoofs.
Okay, if you don't know how to ride, you say, I've never...
ridden?
And in that case, you might happen that you got on but couldn't stay on. You say, fell.
Fell, I was thrown. Yeah, could have been thrown or fallen off or fell off.
And what about a child that went to sleep in the bed and woke up on the floor? You could say, I must have...
rolled off the bed.
What about the male and female of sheep?
Well, it's a ram and a ewe.
And the stuff that you raise them for, make clothes out of?
The wool, of course.
And what do you call the kind of insects that get into wool and eat holes in them?
Into wool and eat holes in the wool? Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with it.
They never?
No, never had any experience with it.
What about hogs?
Well, you have the male and female hogs. That's, of course, the male is called a male and the female is a sow.
And what about one that's been fixed, offered?
I don't think you have any special name for him. In fact, I really don't know.
Do you know any names for the young ones?
Well, any more than pigs, that's all I know. Shorts. Call them shorts, a small hog is a short.
Yeah, is that between a pig and a hog?
Yes. Small at birth, they would be pigs, and as they get up a little larger, they're shorts.
What do you call the stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristle.
And what about the big teeth?
Tusk.
And what about the big teeth or whatever the elephants have? Would you call it the same thing?
They would be, they're tusk, yes.
And the thing that you put food in for the hog?
Trough, or bucket, or whatever it is. Mostly a trough, though.
What about names for hogs that have grown up wild? Do you have any for that?
No, not that I know anymore, no more so than wild hogs. That's all I would know. They have boars, if you know they refer to them as boars, because they would be mostly, they're the ones that you seem to, when they're wild and ferocious, it's generally the boar. Of course, the female is also, the sow is also, but mostly refer to them as boars. I think in hunting them, they refer to them boars, whether they're boars or sows or what, wild hogs.
Do you have a word for the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Well, it would be blading more so than, at any time. That's all I would know.
And what about the noise a cow would make at feeding time?